16 minutes after 11, you're listening to Kendall and Casey on 93 WIBC. So the number of people who made a hardship withdrawal from their 401ks has surged, increased 36%. That's a whole lot of people who are struggling. It's Kendall and Casey on 93 WIBC.
Yes, we did this story yesterday. CBS had it about the amount of people who are paying their bills based on their 401k, which means they're not making enough money or their spending habits are making it so that they can't get it done with what they've got week to week. Mm-hmm. And I thought this was an interesting story. I said, let's do a deeper dive on this because it's clearly affecting people over the country. It's affecting people on our radio show. And luckily we got a guy.
We got a guy.
And he's one of the best in all the land. Of course, you know him. He does advertise on this radio show. The great, great Bill Demery. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing well.
You always look so happy. I've never seen somebody as happy as you. And I gather that's because you make other people happy.
I'm just an internal optimist.
Yeah, you are. Okay, so let's talk about this. First of all, should we be concerned that people are dipping into their 401ks to pay these necessities, and why?
Yeah, the 401k is not where we should be dipping. And the reason being is if we're under age 59 and a half, in order to dip, we have to pay a 10% penalty to the IRS. And then at taxes on top of that. So we don't want to use the 401ks for anything other than retirement.
Yeah. So they were talking about these hardships, and some of these things, I guess, get exemptions from the government. Can you go into that? Because they had a list of things that they'll exempt, but the IRS is usually not very forgiving. I'm going to guess there's quite a few hurdles to go through to avoid to get those exemptions.
Don't want to avoid your question, but I want you and your listeners to know that the government isn't our friend.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, Bill, have you heard our show?
No, and I'll give you an example. Back in the 70s, okay, when 401ks and IRAs were introduced, here's the way it was sold to us. We're going to establish a retirement plan for you to coincide with what you're going to be receiving with Social Security, and we're going to make it tax deductible, and we're going to let all this grow on a tax-deferred basis. Then when you get into retirement, that's when we'll ask for our taxes.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, in reality, what has happened is we lost our biggest deduction in retirement because most of us have our houses paid off, so we can't deduct any mortgage interest. Our kids have moved out of the house, and so there's no deduction. So in reality, we pay more or just as much in retirement as we did during our working years. And so what the government did was they gave us the tax break on the seed. Now they're getting the taxes on the crop.
And when you really need it in the end, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Bill Demery's our guest. We're talking about this CBS story that said more people are pulling their money out of their 401ks to pay bills. And Bill, I want to get into taxes and retirement in just a second, but is this a spending problem? I mean, you handle people's money every day. You have people who call you and say, hey, you know, you see all sorts of different people from different financial backgrounds. Is this a spending problem with people, or is this, hey, the government through inflation has made everything so expensive, that's why people are having this issue? Or is it both?
Fortunately, Rob, I'm seeing the cream of the crop because I'm seeing people that have been diligent in their savings. And so there isn't a spending problem. What they're concerned is income. And cash is not king anymore. Income is king because we're so concerned about running out of money before we run out of life. But it is a problem with the younger generation thinking that that is there and available for all kinds of purposes, buying cars, paying off mortgages, et cetera, et cetera. And this is a big mistake because, again, as I related earlier, 10% penalty for people that are under age 59 and a half, and then they have to pay the taxes.
Not only a 10% penalty, but they can't contribute again for 6 months. So, like, if they do get back on track, they can't start putting that money back in for 6 months later.
Yeah, that's the government. And again, and you guys know this all too well, is anytime the government gets in your business, they screw it up.
No way, Bill. You don't think. You know, it's interesting, too, and this is why, you know, we love having you on, and obviously you advertise on the show. But yeah. You know, when we first met, we were shooting the breeze, and I said, you know, I kind of had a way of saving money, and I've been real diligent about
stuffing
that.
It in the mattress.
Well, you know, I've been pretty thrifty in my life, Casey. But I said, you know, until I met somebody like Bill, it was like, you think you're doing it right, but then there's all these different things. They make the tax code so complex that even when you think you're doing it right, I was telling Bill some of the things that I was doing that on paper made sense to me, but then he goes, but did you think about A, B, and C? Mm-hmm. And they've kind of rigged the system where without somebody like you, and there's obviously others who do what you do too, you're just totally lost, and that's not fair to people.
Right, right. I listened to your segment coming up from Greenfield this morning, and one of the things that you said was not only do you entertain, but you also educate. And I feel like that's what I do with my clients, is I educate them on some things that they never even considered. And so what I've developed, Rob and Casey, is I developed I call it a white paper, and it's called The Three Tax Traps.
Oh.
And it talks about putting too much of your funds into these IRAs and 401ks. That's number one. Number two is not realizing that Social Security can become taxable in certain cases. And then finally, not realizing what's going to happen in the future as far as taxes. And we hit upon this a while back. We're now $32 trillion in debt in this country.
We've heard that.
Underfunded Medicare, Social Security programs. Where do you think the taxes are going to go?
Yeah, they're not going to just stop giving out the benefit. And we've talked about this before, where this is the crazy thing where, well, you know, Social Security is going bankrupt. Medicare is underfunded. It's heading towards insolvency too. They're not just going to stop doing it. Oh, we ran out of money. Well, I guess we're done. Here, they're going to take it from, they're going to find a new revenue source.
They've kicked the can down the road as much as they possibly can, and somebody's going to have to pay the piper. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, I don't think it's going to be my generation as much as yours and Casey. Okay, I think you guys are going to have to pay. Right now, for example, the highest tax rate for a married couple is 37%.
Yeah.
Okay, now, when Trump was in office, and say what you will about Trump, he did do a good thing as far as the taxes. He put through a tax bill that actually reduced our taxes. However, it has a sunset provision. Most people don't know this, but January 1st, 2026, they're going to revert back to where they were in 2017.
Oh, no.
And they were much higher. Now, when they do that, and Congress doesn't have to do a daggone thing, it just automatically happens. But I think they're going to have a hard look at this, and your 25% tax bracket's going to become 50.
Mm.
Okay? And it's not
wait.
Just going to be for rich people.
Yeah. Can you say that again?
2026, hello.
Tax bracket's going to 50? What do you think? What'd you say?
I'm saying that the taxes, for instance, the highest tax bracket in 1979... Anyway, the highest tax bracket was 39.6.
Yeah.
Okay, now they reduced that to 37.
Yeah.
It'll go back to 39.6.
Yeah.
But I think they're going to take a hard look at it, and they're going to look at not only the so-called rich people making over $400,000, but it's going to be taxes across the board. And so you're going to see double in taxes. They're not going to reduce the benefits, okay? Yeah. Once they get an entitlement program in, it's in to stay.
Yeah.
Okay?
Bill Demery is our guest, by the way. We're talking a little bit about the economy, about retirement, about savings. Of course, that CBS article yesterday saying that more people are dipping into their 401ks to pay the bills. And I think you hit on the correct thing, Bill, which is there is no will politically to do the right thing, which is to take a look at even reforming these entitlements, much less, you know, hey, does this person need it? Does that person need it? We can't even get them to have a conversation about, hey, maybe you do need to wait an extra year or two before getting Social Security, or maybe we do need to have, you know, means testing for this or that. We can't even get that conversation going.
Exactly. And this is what I found, too, is a lot of people, they rely on their tax accountants, their CPAs, mm-hmm. you know, but actually, and no disrespect to them, but really they're just bean counters, because you give them the information and they tell you how much taxes you got to pay. You need to get with someone like myself that goes into tax planning.
Yeah.
Because the greatest risk today, Rob and Casey, is we're living too long. It's a longevity risk. But on top of that, it compiles inflation, health care costs, volatility of the market, taxes, et cetera, et cetera. And so if you don't become educated in these, you're going to pay a lot more than what you need to.
I have a question for you. So the U.S. household credit card debt surpassed the $1 trillion mark, first time ever. So more people are putting things on the credit card, kicking the can down the road. But if you got to do what you got to do to make ends meet at this point, which is the greater sin? Taking the emergency withdrawal from your 401k and paying that 10% fine, or putting it on your credit card and paying the interest rate, whatever you have there?
Well, Casey, we all have to do what we need to do. And the way I look at it is, what are the options and what is best in my circumstance? Okay. It's just hard to pinpoint. But here's the thing. I have people coming to me that are younger and they're wanting to invest, but yet they've got this credit card debt that's 21-22%. Well, my recommendation is, pay that credit card off, okay, before you talk about investing your money, because if you invest your money in something that is safe and secure, you're looking at 6-7, maybe 8%. So why invest in that when you have a 21% credit card debt? Pay your debt off.
Yeah, and before we let you go, I think this is the most interesting thing. And again, you know, obviously full disclosure, everybody knows you advertise on this show. But guys like you, I think, are more necessary than ever before. When my grandparents and I learned from them, they were super frugal. They were super thrifty. They put their money away and, you know, they had a good life. They weren't, you know, in the market or whatever. They just made good choices. I look at my generation, and when I went to see you the first time, I said, man, I should have been doing this 20 years ago, because you're looking at this going, well, you lived the right life, but you didn't live the most effective life inside the rigged system that we kind of play. And you said, well, just be glad you didn't wait another 20 years, because a lot of people do that. Really, regardless of age, you need to get started on planning something, whatever age you are, because the longer you wait, the more it keeps you kind of behind the eight ball in terms of getting ahead of the game, because the politicians will always be ahead of you.
Right, right. And my kids, Rob, when they were younger, and I said to them, Dad just doesn't have the money. And their comment was, well, Dad, just use your credit card. They didn't realize there were going to be a payback for that.
The great Bill Demery, we love you. Thank you for your longtime support of this show. And, man, we appreciate you. You are one of the best in the business. Thank you, my friend.
Of course, you can reach Bill Demery at 317-932-9912. That number, 317-932-9912. Bill Demery, your retirement guy right here in Indy.
Thanks, Bill.
You're listening to Kendall and Casey on 93 WIBC.